Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. It is, I think, the best time of the year to go fishing. Not only fishing, though. You know, we got something special for you. Eddie Champion, President, Dale Hill Marketing, and Kenny Collins, Assistant Marketing, joins us from the Rodbenders Bass Club. And they do a little bit more than fishing, right, guys?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mr. Champion, you're celebrating 10 years. That is phenomenal. And this club is known all over the world.
Yeah, I say we've spent 10 wonderful years not having any idea 10 years ago this thing would grow to the size it is now. We started off with about 30 boats. Mm-hmm. Most of them were our boats, the Rodbenders Bass Club. And now we're exceeding 100 boats from all over, from other states. So this thing has grown, and it's really made us all extremely happy.
Well, tell us about Rodbenders Bass Club. Give us a little bit of history.
Okay. The Rodbenders Bass Club has been in existence for about 26 years. We started from a deer hunting club, just decided we wanted to do some things during the warm months. So it's 14 of us started this club 26 years ago, and we decided since then that we could do things other than just fish. So we support homeless shelters. We have derbies. We do a lot of things that we never really dreamed of when we decided just to go fishing 26 years ago.
I know that you also support the young kids.
Oh, yes. We actually support young kids. We have a high school bass team in our midst. So we do a lot of things in the community other than just fish.
That's great. That's great. So, Dale, this is the 10th anniversary of the West Point tournament, or is it homecoming? What are you calling it this year?
It's our homecoming tournament is what we call it. Our 10th anniversary, as you said, at West Point Lake in LaGrange, Georgia, at Pine Road Park, the beautiful mega ramp that's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an event that we, like Mr. Champion mentioned, we're really excited how things have grown, and we've really pushed the envelope. We're trying to be a 21st century bass club. It's not just about fishing with us. It's about how we can impact the community with our presence. When you have 50 members who are from diverse backgrounds, from every walk of life, from pilots to executives to entrepreneurs, you know, there's a lot of expertise in it. So we've decided to kind of tap into some of those resources and try to grow the thing,
mm-hmm.
but also bring those talents to what we do and how we produce this event. Having gone to hundreds of other tournaments over the years, we all saw the lacking in a lot of things, and we wanted to create an environment where anglers could come and fish for a substantial purse, as well as experience, you know, the help that comes from our sponsors, being able to interact with the general public, and just really kind of just have an experience as opposed to just fishing a tournament and going home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is loads of fun. We've been there for the last 2 years, and I think when everybody comes in for the weigh-in, that's the most exciting part. Kenny Collins, you were close to one of the winners. I don't know if it was last year or year before last with the big fish, right?
Yes. Yeah. 2 years ago, I won the big fish spot. Mm-hmm. And finished second in the overall tournament.
So what does that mean when you talk about how the prizes go? We talk about the big fish, and then I think there's another kind of way that you can win as far as many fish as you catch. I don't know the vernacular, but I'm always there and excited. So I know there's the big fish, and then the biggest catch, is that what it's called?
There are several ways to get paid. The number one way, the thing that everyone comes to the tournament for, is to win first place in the $6,000. Of course, we pay one in five, which means one out of every five boats participate, one person will be paid. 20 people out of the 100 participants, 20 people will get a check.
Mm-hmm.
We also pay for the smallest limit. If you can catch the smallest limit of fish, saying the smallest weight with legal fish, we also get a check for that. So there's always a reason to hang around the weigh-in to make sure that you're not walking off and leaving your check.
And this is a catch and release, correct?
Yes, catch and release. We've been a catch and release club for all 26 years. Mm-hmm. We enjoy the sport, and what we like to do is catch and release the fish, and maybe catch them again later.
I know. Some of them are huge. What was the size of the biggest fish last year?
The biggest fish was 8+ pounds last year.
It was huge. It was huge. I posted it on my Facebook page. I was like, I can't believe this, you know. And we've seen bigger, you know, when you go out into deep sea fishing and all that. But when you talk about bass fishing, those are some big fish.
Yeah, that's a huge bass.
Mm-hmm. That's some good dinner. That's some good dinner. So talk about this year. I know registrations have already come in. Have you exceeded the 100 this year?
We haven't exceeded that. We don't normally exceed 100 with online registration.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, online registration now is about 50.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's more than we've ever gotten before online. So people are actually adapting to the online registration. Going by that, we should have about probably anywhere from 125 to 150 boats.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And it's phenomenal to see all the trucks and the trailers and the boats and all. It's a fantastic thing to see. I love the camaraderie, all the guys, and I love that, you know, although Rod Benders is an African-American club, and I don't know if you consider it that way, but that there are a mix of different cultures in there, and it's not just black anglers out there.
That's important to us that we
mm-hmm.
project that, because that's what we're about. We fish with guys from all walks of life. And, you know, historically that hasn't always been the case, and we never wanted to be an entity that did not encourage people and fellowshipping from different races and different backgrounds. We come together because our love of bass fishing, and that's really important to us.
It is. It is. I love to see it. So talk about what the day entails. I know that the public is invited to come out, and but now are they going to be fishing off the docks or the banks this time, and you guys are going to go out, or how's that going to go on that day?
Well, if you got a fishing license, you can come out and fish at any time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the weigh-in area is at the edge of West Point Lake. They can come out if they want to spend the day fishing before the weigh-in.
Mm-hmm.
They're welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
But our family kids fun zone and family activities kind of start at 1 o'clock. We have some games and some jumpy houses and some blow-ups that the kids can come out and enjoy. And we're going to start that at 1. And weigh-in starts at promptly at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And we start bringing, the anglers start coming out of the lake and bringing their fish to the scale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's exciting when you come to the weigh-in. And you give away a lot of prizes. You really have some great sponsors.
We really do. And that's something that, again, is one of those elements that we do that most other organizations don't. We try to make sure that every angler that fishes with us goes home with a gift bag from a collection of our items from our sponsors and items that we acquire that we, you know, are really central to fishermen, whether
mm-hmm.
it's bait, whether it's a tool, whether it's something that's related to the sport that they can go home with. It's almost an added value piece. You know, you spend your registration to fish. Well, you don't win, but you know what? I left here with something. The guys, they fed us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they treated us like kings. And that's what we want. Your listeners to know, and especially those who are interested in fishing. If you're a bass angler, we've got some lady anglers registered this year.
I was just about to say now.
Yeah,
I met a few
really
last
excited
year.
About that. Yeah, yeah, they are ready to go.
All
but
right.
We encourage them to go online
mm-hmm.
at robbendersbassclub.org and pre-register. What that does is it puts you in the blast-off order. So right now we've got over 50 boats pre-registered. That means that those boats will go off first,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So pre-registering also puts you in a place where we can get you done quicker when you get on site to pay your money. We will be doing an early registration at our host hotel in LaGrange at the Red Roof Inn at Highway 109, 1601 Lafayette Parkway in
mm-hmm.
LaGrange,
mm-hmm.
Red Roof Inn, and starting at about 3 o'clock on Friday until 9 o'clock that evening. You can come by the hotel and pre-register there as well, pay your fees and get some of the items that we're going to be handing out at
all
that
right.
time.
All right. It's going to be a phenomenal day. Rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine.
Only
thing stops us is lightning.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Tell folks where they need to go in order to find out more information about the Rod Benders Bass Club and about the homecoming tournament.
Again, you can jump online at bendersbassclub.org, or you can call Eddie Champion directly at 404-626-9805. Rodbendersbassclub.org, Eddie Champion at 404-626-9805.
By the way, the event is April 18th. I don't think we mentioned the date at all.
Oh, that's right. How can we forget that?
It's April 18th, and of course, if you go online, you will see the directions to get there, how to get there, and all of that. Beautiful spot, and you will just enjoy your time. Bring you some lawn chairs for the weigh-in and for the staging, and just be ready. Bring the kids out. Make it a family day. It's going to be a fantastic time. And Eddie Champion, Del Hill, Kenny Collins, thank you so much. We absolutely love the Rod Benders Bass Club. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.